Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, it's the most important eclipse in a decade. Ireland will see a partial eclipse of the sun tomorrow morning, where almost half of the sun's diameter, imagine, will be covered. So what can we expect to see with the annular eclipse? And why is this such an important event? Editor of Astronomy Ireland magazine, David Moore, joins me on the line now. David, you are very welcome to the programme. I believe there's a very specific window tomorrow that people should get ready to see this partial solar eclipse.
Yes, there is indeed. We've been advising people to book a day's holiday off work tomorrow. The hope the whole country will be closed. And the ideal time to watch is from 10 a.m. in the morning until about 12:30. The maximum eclipse, when most of the sun is covered, it's just a few minutes after 11 from all over the island. Only varies by a few minutes. So 11 o'clock, the ideal time if you've got perfect skies. But if you've got any clouds, start at 10, just in case that's the only break that you get.
So be ready at 10 o'clock. And where is the best place in Ireland, David, to see the eclipse from?
Well, because we're a relatively small island, it won't vary much, but the north is 45% north coast and the south coast about 40%. I don't think people would notice that looking at an image of the sun. So really, it almost doesn't matter. We'll be streaming it live from our headquarters just on the north side of Dublin, where we're hoping for some clear skies. But we'll persevere for the whole 2.5 hours from 10 until 12:30 if people want to check it out on our website, astronomy.ie.
And people might think, David, it's a bit much to talk about taking the day off to watch it, but it's worth it because it's rare, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a natural spectacle. There hasn't been one this deep since 2015, and there won't be another one any deeper until 2025. So in that 10-year period, this is the best one. And, you know, you never know if the one in 2025 is going to be clear or cloudy. There could be a storm that particular week, especially in Ireland. So, you know, take the chance tomorrow if it's going to be clear. Take a chance for every eclipse. There will be some minor ones in between those. And in fact, there's one every year from 2024 of some magnitude. One of them almost a total eclipse, in fact, in the year 2026. So that would be really spectacular.
How much of an eclipse can we expect to see? Sorry, every time we talk about partial eclipses, I think of that ad with the, is it Jaffa Cakes and total eclipses?
That's right. I know it.
How much of an eclipse can we expect to see on this time round?
Right, well, the moon and the sun are roughly the same size in the sky. Complete fluke of nature. So when you get a total eclipse, the moon will entirely cover the sun and day turns to night. That's not going to happen tomorrow. In fact, it hasn't happened on Irish soil since 1724 and won't happen on Irish soil till the 23rd of September 2090. So you'll have to put up with partial eclipses until then. And if you can imagine, say, two coins and you're pushing one across the other, you push the coin that represents the moon nearly halfway to the centre of the other coin, and that's what you're going to see. Half of the sun's diameter will be covered by the moon. It'll look black. The moon is blocking the light. You want to view it in safety. Watch online at our streaming event if you can, especially if you didn't book the day off work. But if you're viewing yourself, there's a pinhole method. There are eclipse glasses you can get from Astronomy Ireland. And in fact, if you go to our magazine, it has lots of other details of how to do it. Just be very safe. The pinhole method is probably
expand on that, David, the safety element, because it might be a bit late to get the glasses from Astronomy Ireland now. So don't look at it directly. Is that basically it?
Exactly. It's dangerous even to your eyesight to stare at the sun on even a partial eclipse day like tomorrow. So don't stare at the sun. If you're squinting, it's because your body's telling you this is not good for your eyesight. The best method, and by the way, certainly never use any binoculars or telescopes. They will blind you before you can blink. So the best method is to punch a hole in a piece of card or tin foil with a sharp pencil, a few millimetres across, and pick up the sunlight streaming through that onto a piece of white paper. And that will actually act as a mini camera and show you the disc of the sun with the chunk taken out of it. And that will progress from 10, maximum at 11, and then end at about 12:30.
Wow. Okay. So you'll be in situ in your place of work, possibly you're at home, and you'll be watching this for the full duration, David. Will you?
Yeah. Well, we'll actually be at the event at our headquarters in Blanchardstown, with a special telescope with a big filter and a camera that can get a really close up view. and streaming that online for everybody in the country, if not the world, to watch if we get clear skies. That's how we're going to watch it, and we're inviting everyone to join us. And the important thing is, you know, that's a very safe way of doing it. Let us take the risk, although we've got great filters that we've used many times before, and all we need is a clear sky.
Okay, well, look, enjoy it, and enjoy it, everybody else, as well, from 10 a.m. tomorrow. Editor of Astronomy Ireland magazine, David Moore, thank you very much.